Let me just begin by saying it's so hard to believe that a year has passed. Many things have changed. We're still not in Yerushalayim. And because of that, there are many, many other things that are not the way they should be. There are many good things also, Baruch Hashem. And many wonderful things that were accomplished this year, and many simchas this year. There'll be more in Mitzvah Hashem. Kedalim ucharoshim defakim delosecha. Rabbanu Shlalom, we're coming once again. Kedalim ucharoshim, poor, impoverished people. Defakim delosecha. We're knocking on your door. These are the words we're going to say in a few minutes. And then it continues. So first it says, like poor people, we're knocking on your door. And then afterwards it says again, on your door, we're knocking. Rachum v'chan. You're so compassionate, you're so forgiving and loving. And we ask Hashem as Baruch, no al tishiveinu reikam ulfanecha. Rabbi Shalom, don't turn us away empty-handed. No al tishiveinu reikam ulfanecha. So I was always wondering, why is it necessary to repeat, kadalam ucharoshim defakmud losacha, and then nacham all again, we're knocking on your door, and upon your door we're knocking. Why is it necessary to repeat? You know, this time of the year, we have a Kabbalah from the tzaddikim, from all generations, and from all of the different communities of our people. Chassidim, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, to use Mesholim, to understand our relationship with Hashem Yisborach, and to strengthen and to renew our relationship with Hashem Yisborach this time of the year. And in the Kadmonim, there's a marshal that's found. It's brought down from the tzaddikim, from the besmedrash of Dinov, Munkach, mother tzaddikim. There's a marshal of a poor person who, for many years, every morning, would go with other anim, with other poor people. Would go and line up by the house, by the beautiful house of a very generous benefactor, a wealthy person who was kind-hearted and gave biyad psucha, biyad rechava, he gave to the anim, to the poor of that village. This was just to survive. Nothing more, nothing less, just to survive. That's how this Ani went every single morning. By the time he would get to the house of the Gvir, he was already, from the hunger of the previous night, he was already barely able to walk. His children were waiting, his wife. And year after year, morning after morning, he would stand online with the whole chevra, with these people, the poorest and the most downtrodden, and he would wait for his turn. And like many anim, like many of the poor, he was of extremely humble spirit. And he was also very embarrassed and ashamed that life had taken such a turn, and he wasn't really able. He felt uncomfortable. He never really saw who this wonderful person was. He never really looked at him. He would come with his eyes on the floor like many aniyim. And he would stand and he would come, and sometimes he was the first, he would knock. Sometimes he was the last. All he wanted was the money that he would receive. Then he would go and run to a store and get something, some things, run home to give the children, to give his wife. And this is how they survived. So it happened one morning that he went with the rest of the chevra, it was online, and they knocked on the door, and everybody waited, and sure enough, our friend received his portion, his share of money. Now, you know, sometimes something happens, even nowadays, when it's not so clear to us always who's really poor, who's not poor. Sometimes we have mishalachim that will come and say, for one thing, and you'll say, I'm not interested in that. And I'll say, that's okay, I have some other thing, right? And in each pocket there's a different cause. They're probably all somewhat true, partially true. But you know, sometimes the poor person comes back, and you recognize that he was there earlier. This happens many times. So on that day, this poor man went back to the mansion of the Gvir, and he knocked again on the door. This wasn't the receiving time. He knocked again on the door, and the Gvir, who's unbelievably kind-hearted, he's doing this for years. The wealthy person opens the door, and he looks at the Ani, and he says, my precious friend, I don't mean to insult you, but I believe it was a short time ago, just a little while ago, an hour or so, you were online, and I gave you the way that I've been giving the whole chevra for many years. So please forgive me, but I'd like to know why you've come back for a second round. So this is what the Ani said. After I received your generous gift that I've been receiving for all these years, I walked away and I began to go to look for my usual place to go for some bread and for some things for the children, for my wife. And I suddenly began to think, and I never had this thought, I suddenly began to think, that it's so many years that I'm doing this, and I never ever even stopped once to look at you in the face. I never stopped even once to try to see the beautiful face of a person who's so kind and so giving. So today, I was online with everybody else, and you gave me my portion, and I went shopping, and I quickly ran home to give the family something to eat, and to myself, that we pleasure shouldn't die. And now I'm coming back to you. And I'm knocking on your door a second time. But this time, I didn't come to ask for a nedav. This time I didn't come, I'm not coming to you this time to ask for a handout, to ask for some more money. I just want to see the face of this person who's been so kind to me and to my family, who I've never thanked really or I've never appreciated what I'd never seen. So when we say in Slichis, we begin Kedalam Ucherashim, the fact that Lasacha, we're saying Rabbeinu Shlailam, you know, every year I begin, or every year at some point during Slichis, I remind you of a line from an old song that I heard when I was a couple of years younger. Here I am, Lord, I'm knocking at your place of business. I know I ain't got no business here. But you said if I ever got so low I was busted, you could be trusted. Kedalim Chiroshim, the fact that Glosecha means, it was saying, Rabbeinu Shlalom, I'm back online. I'm back online. I've come to ask you, during the days of Rotson, even though I know that I'm completely, completely, totally worthless, unworthy, empty, impoverished of mitzvahs, of learning, of davening. In the same way we ask sometimes, or we think in our minds, Akasha of a Meshulach, you look like you could work. Why aren't you working? What's wrong with you? So the Baruch Shalom looks at his little Meshulachim. The Baruch Shalom is looking at us and Kivyochel wondering, you look like you could learn a little bit. You should be able to daven a little better. You could work a little bit on a couple of your midas. You could give a couple extra dollars for tzedakah. You could be a little softer with your wife and your children. And we stand online and we're saying Rabbeinu Shalom, we're here again. Kedalim Chiroshim, the fact that Lasecha, each and every one of us has a list. I don't know whether the list is growing. Some of our lists are growing. This week there was news of a little girl who's not well. We just saw a few weeks ago playing and laughing. And on the list, we ask you, we have a list and it includes panasa we need. And we need health for ourselves, our families. B'chula, b'chula, b'chula. On the list, someplace, maybe in fine print, at the end is a postscript. We remember, oh, by the way, I could use a little bit slicha, mechila, and kapara also. I could use some forgiveness. I could use another chance. So that's Kirashim, Kedalim, Kirashim, the fact of Lasecha. That's the first knock on the door. And each and every one of us is filled with thoughts of things that we need and that our brothers and sisters need. So then why do we repeat afterwards, right afterwards, Lasecha dafaknu, Racham v'chanan, Na'al tishiveinu reikam l'fanecha. On your door we're knocking, but now we say compassionate and loving one, Na'al tishiveinu reikam l'fanecha. It is the second time that we come back, like the poor person, like our friend in the story, in the mashal. So we come back, and we say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, listen, Hashem Zbach, I want to thank you all the years you've given me all this stuff. And all the years I ran around the whole year buying things and getting things and enjoying my kids, enjoying my family, enjoying what we have. And you know what? I realized after all these years of taking that I never, ever, ever once looked at you in the face. That I never bothered to understand you, to try to understand you. that I never considered and thought about how unbelievably generous you are, how kind you are, how every single morning, afternoon, and night you keep on giving us, even though we're so completely unworthy, even though we haven't changed, we haven't improved in any way at all. And I never once looked at you. So we say a second time, Ribbono Shel Olam, Dlasecha Dafaknu, on your door we're knocking, Rachum V'chan. But this time we're knocking, of course you know our needs, and we'll talk about that throughout these days. But we're asking for something else. Rachum v'chanu na al teshiveni reikum l'fanachem means Rabban Shalom, even though I still need the handout, but really, really, there's something else that I want. I want to know you. I want to meet you. I want to get closer to you. I want to have his karvis of kirvis alakim li toiv. Years ago, I was saying over one of the drushes, the heart-wrenching drushes of the Satmar Rebbe Schus Yagenu of Kol Yisrael. When he came to America, those early years in Williamsburg, I can only remember from like 1961, 62, when we used to go, and as a child, those earlier years after the Milchama, and the Satmar Rebbe was talking to the Sheiris HaPleita, Jews who left everything behind and barely made it to America. And the Satmar Rebbe was crying in his drasha. I don't remember if it was Yom Kippur drasha, it was Hashanah Rabbe. And the Rav said, as part of that drasha, he was saying, Ribbono Shalom, after all that's been taken from us, there isn't a person in the Beis Medrash who hasn't left behind a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, a grandparent, a child, brother, sister, there isn't one. After all these years, we believe that you're here, in this Beis Medrash right now, and we're asking you, show us that you're here. We want to see you. We know that we can't see you physically, but help each and every one of you to recover, to gain back our emunah, that each and every one of us should be strong again, to feel your presence in our lives. Kitzer, the second, V'lasecha d'chaknu, Rachum v'chanu na'al teshiveni reikum l'fanecha, is that we are committing ourselves and we're begging Hashem Yisbarach, we're asking Him to help us appreciate, to acknowledge, to give thanks for all His kindness, and to know more about Him this coming year, and to commit ourselves to more learning, to more Torah, to more tefillah, on a deeper level, to be stronger, to be better, to have a feeling of closeness to the Baal Matana, to the one who's given us, the Nedavas, these handouts. This is the way we come into the Yom Neroim, into the Yimei Harotz. And after Tkiya Shofar, the Baal Tefillah begins, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Sruah, Hashem Be'or Panecha Yahaleich. Fortunate are the people who understand, who know the Truah, the sound of the broken Truah. Hashem Be'or Panecha Yahaleich, who walk in the light of Hashem's face. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Peites. everybody knows that the trua is the sound of crying. This, of course, is discussed in the Gemara. It's a question of what kind of crying. But it's crying. And when we say that the Jewish people are Yoidei Srua, we're familiar with the broken sound of crying. Jews are very familiar with the sound of crying. That means that in our lives, there are truthfully many things to cry about. Some have less Baruch Hashem, others more Hashem Yirachem. But as a people, there are no people on earth who are Yoidei Srua, who know what it means to experience pain and loss, who know the sound of the true. So after the sound of the true and the crying, in other words, after we cry, we say, Rabbanu Shalom, there's so much that we need because we can't stand crying anymore, and we can't stand to watch this person cry. You know how many times one of those mishalachim comes to the door? And all of you have experienced this. My wife and I always talk about this. So after a busy Sunday, so a mishalach comes, you know, his chaverim in the car, and he says, I'm by myself. And you see them going like in four different directions. He comes and he says, now his story. And he takes out his tzatlach. Some have plastic, some don't have plastic, some signatures, some not signatures, pictures, not pictures, Christ, other people's pictures. Right? He takes out all his tzatlach. And I tell him, how many times this happened? I said, and he gives me the whole mice, and I said, Rav Yid, I don't have anything more. I have nothing left. So he says to me, you don't understand. He says, what am I saying again? And my wife and I have always, we've always wondered about this. I'm saying, I don't have anything else. Now it's empty. It's finished. I'll try to get you something else a different time. You can call me, you can come. There's nothing left. And then he says, you don't understand. I have a child that's not well. And you feel like crying. I understand that you're knocking on my door and you have a list. And I understand that you and your wife have cried and you're still crying. But I don't have what to give you. So could you imagine the Ribbono Shel'Olam has? And Jews, and us included, glasecha dafakhna, we knocking on the Ribbono Shel'Olam's door. And how many times we're disappointed, and things don't go the way that we want. Ashrei ha'am yoidei srua. How great, how wondrous, how exalted are the people. The children of Israel, Knesset Yisrael, who despite the fact that oftentimes they walk away without having received. Hashem b'or panecha yahaleichun means that what means more to us than anything in the world and what we're crying to you about, after we knocked one time, sometimes you give us, sometimes you don't. Ashrei ha'am yoidei srua. But we're not finished asking. There's something else that we're asking for that's more important to us even than the money, and in certain ways even more than our health. And that's Hashem b'or panecha yahaleichun. Which means, Ribbono Shel'Olam, that we want to get close to you. We want to serve you. We want to be better Jews. this year better than last year. On Thursday I was learning a Torah with Chavayim in Queens, a Torah from the presence of the Rebbe, from the Sefer Dachi Noyim's beautiful, beautiful, sweet Sefer. And one of his drushes, Rosh Hashanah, he's explaining the Pasuk, the David HaMelech, Erech Hashem, Ponel Tfilas, or Aror, Leibozi, he praises Hashem, Leibozi, as Tfilosim Hashem, you listen to the tefillah of the one who is destitute. And you don't despise the tefillah of the one who is broken, of who is destitute. And he brings the Medrash until him. Om Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Klape hadairis Omru. Omru. The Dovid HaMelech was saying this kapitel about our generation, the end of time, the final generation. We don't have any Nevi'im, we don't have any Kahanim, meaning we don't have the Kahanim who are serving the Samikdash, we don't have a Beis Hamikdash to atone for our Averis. All that's left, all that we have left, to be able to achieve kapara, to be able to be forgiven by you. All we have left is what? Tfila achas neshtayr alahem, shem espalim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's all that we have left. No novi, no kain godl, bis hamikdash, only the davening, what davening? Tfila achas, shem Rosh Hashanah, shem espalim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'loi sevaza isa mehem Hashem, please don't turn us away, don't be disgusted with the davening of Yom Niroim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's all that we have. It goes on with the pasuk, we have time, murdik edrosh, but the Rebbe says over there, what is it, yes, what is it that's different about the davening of Yom Niroim, of Shanim Kippur, of this time of the year? And why is this called Tfila Achas? There's one davening. What's haste? One davening? Jews, Baruch Hashem, we have plenty of tefillas, beautiful tefillas, every day, Shabbos Yontiv, Tfila Achas, Neshtayrelem, Tfila Achas, one davening is left. And that this Tfila Achas is for the last generation. And he says an interesting thing. If you look really in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, we don't ask Hashem Baruch for anything. Except what? Except that His Malchus should be revealed. And that the splendor and the glory of His Malchus should be known to the entire world. V'chein yiskadesh. V'yeda kol yitzur ki'at yitzarta. V'chol pul ki'at pa'altai. Rabbi Shalom, we're only asking for you. Really, really, we don't speak at all about any book of life, any book of death. Everybody here knows that those piyutim were added much later. What we have in Shemoneh Esrei, the basic Shemoneh Esrei that we have from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, contains nothing about sin, aveiros, about asking for what we need garnished. Zachrein L'chaim and the other Hesafis, that all comes from the time of the Gaon, much, much later. So the Rebbe says, in Mari Dekvart, listen to this. Tfila achas nishtayr lahem shehem mispalim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He says it means really there's one tfila that a Jew has that's the deepest, most important tfila in his life. That's all that's left of them after everything. Even if they get turned away and they don't get the shidduch, they don't get the kids, they don't get the health, they don't get anything else. There's a tfila achas nishtayr lahem. That's in the depths of a Jewish heart. And it's really carried in that heart the entire year. He walks around with that tefillah. But he's so far blundered and lost in this world, and he's so caught up in his craziness, like we spoke about today by the drasha. He's so lost in this world that he doesn't think about the tefillah achas. Because he says, look at the Lashon. There's a tefillah achas neshtayra, shehem espal in Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It repeats, there's one tefillah, meaning there's a tefillah relates in the hearts every single day, Shabbos, Yontif, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day. But this one tefillah, they're only mespal on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. When a Jew is perfectly honest with himself, when he stands in front of a Kadosh Baruch, like we spoke about this morning, when we drop all the narishkeit and the game is over and we say, here we are, kirashim, kedalim, kirashim, the fact of glasecha. This is the tefillah achash nishtayra lahem. The whole year is sitting in our hearts that what we want more than anything is what? Ashrehom yayideh surah. Many times we don't get what we ask for. But what we want more than anything is rachum v'chanun no'al teshiveinu reikim l'vanacha, is we want to see you. Like the Samarov said, we want to know you. We want to get closer to you. We want to be better servants. We want to be abdei Hashem. So the Rebbe says, this is the tefillah achash neshtayra lahem, shei mispalim v'rashanim yom kippurim. The whole year, really, in the depths of our hearts, you know anybody here in this Beis Medrash, you could have your head and your heart completely in your business. But if you get a phone call that what? That God forbid your kid decided that he's not putting on tefillin chalila. Or that your kid decided he's had it with the yeshiva and he wants to go to public school. You don't care if you're in the middle of a deal with Donald Trump and he's saying, I'm ready to write the check for whatever you want. Because all that means anything to us, the emes, was the v'chein yiskad yishimcha Hashem elokeinu. V'yeda kol yitzur ki'ati yitzartam. V'kol pu'ul ki'ati ka'altay. Because the tefillah achas that's buried underneath the garbage of the whole year comes out and mispalel the tefillah achas for Hashanah Yom Kippur. And we don't care that we don't talk in Hashanah about Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason, all the other things that we first came to knock on the door about. You say, all right, we'll deal with that, we'll talk about that, but Rabbi Shalom, the ikkar is, we want to see you. We want to feel your presence in our lives. That's the tefillah achas. That's the tefillah of the Yiddish and the Shama. That's the tefillah of HaMelech. But now we have to say, Varnish, the truth is, after all is said and done, and we want to finally look at you in the eyes, like our friend, the poor person, the second time he comes around, the emes is, L'cha Hashem atztok avalon abayshis upon him. We're so embarrassed to look at you. I'm so embarrassed to face you, Hashem Zbarach. Ata levadcha yadata, Rabbi Shalom, you know, kol rozei oilam, kol sisrei botan, all the secrets that you and I are carrying around in our lives. The wife doesn't know, the husband doesn't know, the kids don't know, the boss doesn't know, the friend doesn't know, parents don't know, and you know. And we feel completely embarrassed to lift up our heads and to look at you in the eyes. So I'll tell you the ischaskis that I had, and I want to give over to you, because I love you. I saw Maisa. There's a bocher in Bnei Brak that was born with very, very weak kishrinus. From the time that he was a little boy, he wasn't successful at all in learning. At all. Now over here, you might be able to get away with that. He might be successful in a million other ways. But in Bnei Brak, it's a tough thing for a kid to go through. When everything is measured by one's greatness in learning. So the boy was never broken from the time that he was little, he was broken. And in the yeshivas that he went to, the rebellion ignored him. They paid attention to the boys who were the balakishun, who were very good in learning. He really didn't have anything to say. And his life over the years became so bitter. So Maisa Shahoy, this is not so long ago, a few years ago, that he actually tried to commit suicide. He tried to kill himself, he tried to slit his wrists. He did. But somebody found him, he was bleeding to death, and he was taken to the hospital. And he was there for some time. After he left the hospital, there was a kind Jew who decided he wanted to take the boy to the stipler, to go to Tzadik Yisrael Olam. And this person who arranged for the meeting, for the appointment, told the stipler that this was a boy who never tried to kill himself because he couldn't learn. And because he felt totally ignored and was so lonely. Now this boy didn't speak Yiddish. And he came to the stipler. And the stipler began, the boy sat down in front of the stipler, and this is what the stipler said to him in Ivrit. I'm just reading to you from the Sefer, where I read this. The stipler said to him, Ani nishba lecha shvua d'araisa. I swear to you a shvua from the Torah. And the stipler knew what that meant. Ani nishba lecha shvua d'araisa. That when you're learning, you, he says, when you're learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer L'Pamal Yedilei, the Rabbi Shalom says to all of his malachim, to all of his angels, She'eini Roitze L'Shmoye Es HaKehilas Yankiv Lo'es HaBrisker Rav. I'm not interested in hearing the Kehilas Yankiv. He was talking, who's the Kehilas Yankiv? Himself. I swear, Shvud Arayis, that when you're learning, the Baruch Shalom tells all the Malachim, I'm not interested in what the stipler has to say. And at that time, the Brisker Rav was alive. I'm not interested to hear what the Brisker Rav, I'm not interested to hear what the Brisker Rav has to say. Rak Roitzani L'Shmael L'Bocher Hazeh Halayim Eilim Etzias. I only want to listen to this Bocher, you, when you're learning Eilim Etzias. So the Bocher asked, Rebbe, Lama, why does Hashem say that? He never had a Rebbe that looked at him. So he asked, Rebbe, Lama, why? So the stipler answered, listen to this, Kacha. If you're from Etzel, you know what that means. You're supposed to leave at that point. Kacha. So the stipler said, Kacha, that's what it is, Kacha. You don't trust me? You know, I'm the God of Lador. Kacha. So listen to this, the boy you see was pretty smart. Aval Rebbe, Be'emes Lama. He didn't go for that Kacha. Be'emes Rebbe Lama. So the stipler said to him, Kikosu b'medrash. You know, I don't know why, because it says in the Medrash. I'm going to read you the Medrash. It takes a second. It's the Medrash in Parshas Tzav. Medrash Rabbah. Ziv chilukim ruach nishbaru. The sacrifice, the offering that's brought to Hashem is a broken spirit. Omer bi'aba b'yudin kalmash apostol kadosh baruch hu b'behem hechshu ba'odam. All the different blemishes, all the things, all the tzibrochen kai by animals that Hashem has rendered puzzle, has rendered unacceptable for a sacrifice. Hirshir ba'adam, puzzle of a behema, various shovuchos, yabalas, different injuries and so on, problems. V'hirshir ba'adam, leiv nishbar v'nidke, David Melch said. A broken and humble heart, an oppressed heart. Arm Rebbe Alexandria, head yet azeh. Rabbi Alexandri said that when it comes to a regular person, a human being, for a regular person to use broken kalim to invite somebody into your house, and the couch is broken, the chair is broken, the refrigerator is not working, to have broken kalim, kalim shurim ginayu lo, it's a disgrace. But the Baruch Shalom Davki loves and chooses to use sebrochen kalim, broken kalim. Shenema akarav Hashem l'nishbrei leiv v'zdakei ruach yeshia v'chein harayfei l'shvurei leiv. That Hashem's Baruch is close to those who have broken hearts and who have humble spirits. And that's why the Baruch Shalom loves you, because you're at Sebroch and Akeli. And that's why the Baruch Shalom turns away from me and from the Brisker Rav to listen to your Eilam Tzias, when you're trying to figure out a Gemara and you're breaking your head and your heart to figure it out. And it says in the Sefer that he went on to be a Chosh of a young man. It doesn't say that he went, not a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't say to be a Talmud Chacham. But it's okay. Well, I turned it. But he went on to be a Chosh of a well-adjusted and happy person. But the stipla saved his life. So this maisa that happened some years ago in Bnei Brak gave me back my neshama mamash when I saw it. Because the Baruch Shalom knows that our generation is unbelievably tzibrochen. In such a way that there are people here, and certainly within Klal Yisrael, that have a hard time figuring out how to go on. And I want to stop here, and together with each and every one of us, that we should have a tefillah in our hearts, and tefillah to have in mind when we daven for Yidideinu Ahuveinu Yaakov Shmuel ben Yehudas, for Yaakov, who Bez Hashem is in the midst of a big refuah, but he needs our tefillahs. And Yaakov has been leading us slichus from the beginning. And from the beginning, he started off our year. He gave us that ischazkis to go further and to move ahead for the broken kalim that we are, to try to face Hashem's Baruch and lift our heads up. And if it wouldn't be that our friend, Rabbi Kurland of Yeshua, our beloved dear friend, about Tfilah of Yeshua, wouldn't be here, I think we'd all have to pack up and go daven somewhere else. But Yaakov Bez Hashem will feel well, and will be back with us Bez Hashem, and Rabbi Kurland will gladly enjoy Yaakov returning to his health and to the Amud. But Rabbi Yisai, we're Kalim Shvurim. But the Baruch Shalom loves Sibroch and Kalim. He said so. Chazal say that the Baruch Shalom loves Sibroch and Kalim. Like they say in America, go figure. But he loves Sibroch and Kalim. So you want to ask the Baruch Shalom, why do you love Baruch Shalom Sibroch and Kalim? So if we were the B'ditchev and we could hear Hashem speak, you know what Hashem's Baruch would say? Kacha. Kacha. I love Tzibroch and the Yidin. What can I tell you? I'm going to bring Mashiach to Tzibroch and the Yidin. Kacha. And this that told us Yaakov Yosef to say, Ashrei ha'am shekacha loy. We're going to start, Rabbi Shua is going to start in a minute, Ashrei ha'am shekacha loy. Gevalt. We're the most fortunate people in the world. Because the Baruch Shalom loves us because we're Tzibrochen. Ashrei ha'am shekacha loy, Ashrei ha'am shehashem alaykav. And if you ask Hashem's Baruch, why do you love us so much? Because we're Tzibrochen. And the Baruch Shalom says, kacha. and we say, Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalei. Oh yeah, we're lucky that the Baruch Shalom has this svar that's called kacha, like the stipler. But you know, it's not so pashut. Because many, many of us here, the truth is, have many reasons, because of difficulties in Sebrach and Ket over the year, not to want to continue serving Hashem as Baruch. And God forbid to lose their emunah. And if Hashem is Baruch would ask each and every one of us, or any of these Sebrach and Eden, tell me, Rabbi Yid, how come you still get up after all that's happened to you and all that I've taken from you and all that you've lost and all the difficulties? How come you still come to Slichus after all these years? When the rest of the world at 1 o'clock on a Matzah Shabbos, the rest of the world on a Saturday night is forgetting me, is running away from me, and you're still coming. Our answer to Hashem is Baruch is kacha. I'm not sure why. Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalai. And I'm going to end. It's going to take 30 seconds. I want to share this with you. And with this we'll begin. I saw this summer. Maybe a little bit before the summer. There's a whole story behind this book. It's not important for now. It's not even important who wrote this. But they were interviewing people and asking them, why... what does it mean to you to be Jewish? They're interviewing all different people, famous people, not famous. What does it mean to you to be Jewish? It's not a religious book. So this one person wrote, people used to talk about being a Jew in a very different way. Listen carefully. Our Zaydis and Babas, our grandfathers and grandmothers might have said, listen to this conversation, because you know that our grandparents spoke this way. I mean, even those of us who never met our grandparents, they spoke this way. So this is a conversation that used to be by old Jews. One says, do you know Moshe? Moshe? Who's Moshe? You don't know Moshe? Moshe. The one who limps on one leg? Moshe who limps on one leg? Moshe who limps on one leg. He's cross-eyed. He has a wart on his nose. Moshe who limps on one leg is cross-eyed and has a wart on his nose? I don't know him. Come on, Moshe. You don't know Moshe? The one who has the bent back, the wood on his nose, limps on one leg, crossed eyes. Oh, him, a Sheni Yid. A beautiful Jew. A point is finally reached where they can agree and confirm that Moshe is indeed a beautiful Jew. Then they are no longer talking about his bent back, crossed eyes, limping leg, and warded nose. They have moved from talking about Moshe's problems to the recognition that he is an exemplar of that quality we call Yisrael, a Yid, a Jew. So, Rabbi Shalom, when you look at us now, this one has a wart, this one has a limp, I mean ruchnius, spiritually. Each and every one of us. Rabbi Shalom, we hope that you too are saying this, and you speak like our Babis and Zaydis spoke. And that even though you might not recognize us initially, we've changed a little bit over the years. And the Averis have darkened us a little bit, and we don't look the same way necessarily as our grandparents, and don't act always the same way. But at some point, reverentially, you say, oh yeah, yeah, the one with this Averis, the one with that Averis, with the bent nose, with the bent back, the bewarded nose, and the limp. Asheniyid. Asheniyid. Kulach yofer ayosi. Each and every one of us can only come into the Yom Neroim knowing Be'emunah Shleima, that the Baruch Shalom sees each and every one of us as Mamash Hashem Yid, a beautiful, beautiful Jew. Beautiful. And Hashem, and so we think, what about our Averis? Tzebrach and Akeli. I love Tzebrach and Akeli. And He gave us this time of the year to fix things, to get things straight. Why does He give us another chance? Kacha. Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalai. Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Alikov. Vishibizayachim Mirza Hashem. that each and every one of us, with all of Klai Yisrael, she v'nechtav v'nechtam v'sifim shel tzadikim alta l'chaim v'sifim shel tzadikim v'refuz Yeshuas nechamas lona l'koy Yisrael v'agula hashlim v'amitis v'mehem v'yamin v'amein v'amein.